Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Marginal Revolution.
July 2, 032 America, New York. Markets in Everything Alaska Regulatory Arbitrage Edition, Tribal Qualifier added. The shrinking village of Karlik, on the western shore of Kodiak Island, is trying to keep its school viable. So it's willing to pay a couple of families with three or four children apiece to move there of a year, so that it can draw down state education funds.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 2, 001 America, New York. Market bets on cheaper oil, dashing Saudi hopes for a price rebound. The oil market has flashed a warning to Saudi Arabia. The world economy is weakening, and the kingdom's efforts to boost prices have run into a wall of excess supply.
Global economy.
July 2, 00 America, New York. Here's a tale of economic resilience, but it's not the one you think. Emerging markets are proving less vulnerable to rising interest rates than many analysts feared.
Global economy.
July 2, 00 America, New York, Belarus. An ever-growing dependency on Russia. Alexander Lukashenko claims he can be loyal to Moscow while staying independent. But sanctions have left the country even more reliant on Russia's economy.
BBC News Business.
July 1, 2128 America, New York, rail disruption warning due to 6-day train drivers overtime ban. 16 train companies based in England will be hit from Monday until Saturday next week.
New York Times Business.
July 1, 1953 America, New York. Musk says Twitter is limiting number of posts users can read. The change on Saturday came as thousands of users complained about getting an error message that they had exceeded their rate limit. Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, did not say how long limits on the number of posts users can read would last.
BBC News Business.
July 1, 1936 America, New York. Shell still trading Russian gas despite pledge to stop. The firm is still shipping gas from Siberia despite its promise to withdraw from the Russian energy market.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 1, 1755 America, New York. United vows changes to avoid more disruptions, including fewer Newark flights. United Airlines plans to fly less at its Newark hub and take other steps to avoid a repeat of the nearly week-long stretch of disruption that snarled travel ahead of the 4th of July holiday, CEO Scott Kirby told employees.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 1, 1606 America, New York, Twitter limits number of posts users can read. The social media platform began limiting how many posts users can read, an unusual move that came as owner Elon Musk says he is fighting companies trying to use its data for developing artificial intelligence programs.
New York Times Business.
July 1, 1203 America, New York, LA workers are feeling emboldened as unions pressure employers in California. California union members are pressuring employers over wages in one of the nation's most labor-friendly states. Interns and volunteers created strike banners at the Unite Here Local 11 office near downtown Los Angeles on Thursday in anticipation of a walkout.
Marginal Revolution.
July 1, 1030 America, New York. People hire phone bots to torture telemarketers. Whitebeard has a bad habit of talking in circles. That is by design. Whitebeard is a digital contraption that only sounds human. He is the creation of Roger Anderson, a real-life 54-year-old in Monrovia, Calif., who employs chatbots and AI to frustrate and waste the time of telemarketers and scammers.
Global economy.
July 1, 917 America, New York. France endures fourth night of violence and looting after police shooting. Interior minister says intensity of protests is fading, but Macron cancels visit to Germany.
New York Times Business.
July 1, 8 o'clock America, New York. Fireworks have a new competitor, drones. The light displays are quieter, safer and better for the environment.
Marginal Revolution.
July 1, 725 America, New York. Canada is poaching U.S. talent. Here is no opinion on Canada's recent immigration policies and how Canada is poaching U.S. talent. In recent years, the Canadian government has begun to set hard targets for immigration, such as last year's target of 1.5 million more by 2025.
BBC News Business.
July 1, 720 America, New York. No free lunch for nationalization of water firms, says Lord Howard. Mr. Howard, who led the privatization of the water industry decades ago, denies this has failed.